In 2 weeks' time, we'll be 40 minutes into the first session of the Ashes series. Australia might have won the toss, chosen to bat, what do you reckon, about none for 30, 35, and a sprightly, what, 17 or 18 next to the name of Marcus Harris. Marcus has joined me from inside the Australian bubble. Welcome to you, Marcus.
Hey, Jared, how are you, mate? That sounds good.
Yeah, sounds about right, you reckon?
Yeah.
Are you looking forward to it?
Yeah, I am, mate. It's been a long build-up. From, you know, being over in England and then coming back in August and doing quarantine in Sydney and then being in lockdown in Melbourne. Yes. To finally actually be up here in quarantine's been good. So we've had some good training. And yeah, looking forward to getting out there.
The sense of certainty from George Bailey publicly to back you and to thrust you forward. I'm curious, what's that looked like behind the scenes and how reassuring have you found that?
Yeah, that was really reassuring. I probably had a conversation with Bales, I'm going to say maybe three or maybe a month ago. And he said something similar. Then I got sent an interview he did on the radio when he said it, actually by Adam White from RSN. So that was really good just to hear that, to have that said. It just sort of puts your mind at ease a little bit, not having to worry about that. As a sports person, worrying about selection and stuff can wear you out a little bit. So not to have to worry about it too much and just be able to get on with what I need to do has been really good.
Just give us an insight into the work you did in England over the winter to ready yourself for this challenge.
It was an opportunity that came up pretty late. I think I was in Sydney in, I think, March. We'd flown up for a Shield game and I got a call from a manager saying that an opportunity at Leicester had come up. So initially it was a conversation I had to have with my partner just about, you know, what is she happy for me to go away for 4 months, and she pretty much pushed me on the plane. So that was good, but you know, the reasoning for going over there was to, you know, get back over and play some first class cricket over in England after the Ashes in 2019, and then knowing full well that with COVID still being around and not being sure how much cricket I was going to be able to play leading into the summer, that I wanted to get some cricket under my belt. And I knew as well, if I could go well, coming off the back of last season, that it would hold me a good stead coming into this summer. So that was the thinking. And that was what was driving me the whole time I was there. So I always had the back of my mind of what I wanted to do and where I wanted to be.
Could you feel your game improve over those months?
Yeah, I did. I really enjoyed, you know, being over in England, you don't have, there's no coaches from home with you. You're there by yourself. And so you're pretty much coaching yourself and, you know, working out on the run, which is really good. It helps you grow as a cricketer. And as you get older, you understand your game a bit more. But even more so, I think it just probably sped that process up a little bit. The tough thing in county cricket, you know, sometimes you can get thrown in on wickets that, you know, look like the outfield and you're not too sure what to do. So you got to try and find a way to get through that. And that's what can be the challenge in, you know, the higher forms of cricket. You're going to have periods of play where it's really tough. You're not sure how you're going to be able to get through it. So, I really enjoyed that. And I enjoyed, you know, I was at a smaller county in Leicester, but having that sort of perceived pressure of being an overseas pro and having to do well, you know, leading from the front, I really enjoyed that as well.
And just as well you did, it was a canny decision because there's been nothing simple from a Victorian perspective. The couple of games you played, you made a century. Did you, did that sort of ratify in your mind what you'd been doing and to be able to do it back in Australian conditions?
Yeah, absolutely. I remember last summer I got picked in the test squad, but I'd only played two Shield games up until I think November, and then all of a sudden I was thrust into a test match in mid to late January. So I didn't have any cricket under my belt. And there's only so much you can do in the net. So I knew I didn't want to be in that position again. And I think, yeah, leading into this summer, I knew I wanted to continue on my form from England. So to get especially a grinding tough 100 at Drummoyne in the first Shield game was really good. It was good just to spend so much time in the middle and occupy the crease. That gives you a lot of confidence as a cricketer. And then there's going to be games like what happened at the MCG where you're going to miss out, but that can happen. But I think the amount of cricket I've had probably over the last you know, 12 months, especially the last 6 or 7 months, has been really good and gives me great confidence going into the first test.
You talk about the accumulation of experience and maturity and knowing and refining your game. Do you approach this time around as this is your time, or all the work that you've done to be ready for this, and you have a great opportunity to nail down the opening position for this summer and potentially for beyond?
Yeah, I think so. I sort of feel like my test career has sort of been a little bit like my first class career was. It took me a little while to sort of find my feet a little bit. And then once I did, I became a consistent player. Once I moved over to Victoria and sort of worked things out for myself a little bit, that sort of fellow that helped me to grow. So like you said, I've got a great opportunity now to be out there in that first test match, and not having that worry around selections, probably most of the time. So, and you can say as much as you want, you're not worried about other stuff, but that does come into your mind. So it's a great opportunity to have. Obviously the challenge is not to build that up too much in your mind and put yourself under too much pressure, and actually just go out there and enjoy it for what it is and understand that you're actually playing for your country, and, you know, everyone would kill to be in your position. So I think if you keep that in the front of your mind, it tends to look after itself.
How do you define the challenge of, I presume it'll be broad with Anderson, with the new Kookaburra in Australian conditions? So it's a slightly different proposition to what you've seen more recently.
Yeah, it will be different. I did an interview with someone else before, and they asked a similar question about the difference between Australia and England. I think, you know, in England, they can probably bowl a bit of a different length. You can probably bowl a little bit shorter and it'll still hit the stumps. So probably at the Gabba, they're going to have to bowl a bit fuller, which probably hopefully brings us into the game a bit more, being able to score a little bit more. But it's going to be a great challenge. And that's what you want to do once you get to the highest levels of sport, is have challenges against the best. So I know Davey's looking forward to getting out there, and I'm looking forward to getting out there and, you know, seeing all the work that I've put in the last couple of years hopefully pay off.
How confined is life? So is it just training outside of the hotel, or what are your circumstances right now?
To be fair, this not really quarantine compared to some of the other ones I've done.
Okay.
We've obviously been sharing a resort with the English team. We gave them the pools, which is probably all right, because it's been raining for 2 weeks, so it hasn't really mattered. But we've got a gym and a common like food area, and then we go to Metricon Stadium every day for training. So it's been pretty good. It's probably not too dissimilar, really. Like once you're in a team hotel for test cricket, you're not going out too much. So it's probably good for the fact that get some training workload done. There's not too many other distractions.
Is there any collegiality with the English, or is it 12 paces at a time like this?
Yeah, no, it's fenced off and you're not seeing any of them. You could hear them making a racket in the pool the other day, but I think their Lions and the English players that came out earlier, they left the other day. So they've only got a few people left here. So no, we don't see them at all.
What's the vibe around the Australia versus Australia A game, which is the one hit out that you'll have, which has its own dynamic and it's interesting curiosities as well?
Yeah, I'm not sure what's happening with that game. There's sort of people going everywhere at the moment a little bit, because people have come back from the World Cup and so forth. So I'm not too sure. I think it'll be a good hit out for people once we get out of quarantine out into Brisbane. But I know yesterday we had a really good centre wicket where everyone bowled a lot and everyone got to bat against all the bowlers. So we're going to have plenty of good preparation. I think it's going to be a little bit different to the one that we had in England the other year, when it was sort of a bit of a bat off and a bowl off.
Yep.
I think we'll more be getting people ready to go and be cherry ripe for that first match.
Will you be impatient, do you reckon, during the next 2 weeks? Like 2 weeks is close, but it's still 14 days away.
Yeah. I think I'll be okay. I think the more I've played 115 games of first class cricket now, so become a little bit more patient. I think I'm probably going to enjoy having some time to put in some more prep and just refine stuff, which is good. I don't mind doing that a little bit. So, you know, go into that first test match feeling ready to go. But I think once it gets a couple of days away, yeah, we want to get out in the middle and be getting on with it.
You're the designated voice out of the Australian camp today. How did you go with the bumpers around the captaincy position that I'm sure were sent down?
I was playing a straight bat and ducking and weaving. But, yeah, it's obviously a good talking point for media at the moment. I think what we saw, there's been names – given to the board to pick who they want for the next captain. So that'll run its race. And then, yeah, looking forward to Payne coming up and seeing him and, you know, putting his arm around him. He's been through a tough situation the last couple of days, but he's a resilient bloke, and I'm backing him in to do well.
Were you shocked on Friday?
Yeah, it was shocking. Probably didn't. We got not much notice that we had a team call, like a Zoom call. So it wasn't what we were expecting. I thought I'd done something and got in trouble, which normally is the case, but it wasn't. So it was shocking. But yeah, like I said, there's things that those things happen in life, and, you know, you've got to get on with it. In the grand scheme of things, hopefully, you know, things work themselves out and Payne can get on with it.
When do you think you'll find out who your new captain is?
I don't know. I assume they'd want to do it, obviously, a few days before the first test, just so our prep can be as good as it can be, and there's not much, you know, scrutiny or whatever around who they think it might be. So I reckon it'll be a decision made relatively quickly. When they announce it, I'm not sure, but I reckon they'll do it pretty quickly.
Marcus, it's good to catch up. Good luck for the summer ahead, and we look forward to watching how it all goes, and I'm sure we'll talk throughout.
No worries, mate. Thank you.
Good on you. Marcus Harris there inside the Australian setup. So he'll open the batting for Australia. The first test is 2 weeks away today. We'll have the call here on SEN. It's a team that include Damien Fleming and Simon Kadich and Chris Rogers. I'll be there with Hutto, and we've got an exciting announcement or two to make on the way to it as well as to who else will be joining our team. Our SEN Ashes coverage will be for Henley Homes, Henley Everyday Advantage, up to $90,000 premium inclusion.